Boomer and Warner in the morning is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's a Calgary Flames game day. They are in Winnipeg tonight to take on the Jets. We got it. 5 o'clock warm-up, 6 o'clock game time. World Cup of Hockey tonight, game one of the best of three, Canada v. Europe. That's on 660 News going at 6 o'clock. We go to South Street Burger Hotline and catch up with Arash Badani, who, among other things in the Canadian Football League, will... I want to start right off. I know you sent it out. It's on Three Down Nation. Kent Austin, who is not short of a temper, there's no doubt about it, went a little bit over the line on Saturday night, smacked the hand of an official, and now we wait to see what the repercussions are going to be. Is it the worst thing we've ever seen? No. But still, here's a guy who was upset and smacked the referee in the arm. Not good.
And there has to be, Boom, zero tolerance on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't get angry in a football game and make physical contact with an official. You just can't. And this came, you know, in a high emotion situation in the fourth quarter after a questionable call, and Austin lost it. And you said it. The incident happened Saturday night, and here we are Tuesday, and still nothing from the league. What makes it interesting from a discipline standpoint is that Austin's a repeat offender, don't forget. Last September, Dave Stala, former Ticat, then with Toronto, came into the Hamilton bench, was pushed out of bounds on a football play. Austin went out of his way to make contact with him.
Yeah, that's right.
He was fined then for that offense and said, I have to hold myself to a higher standard. He didn't even live up to his own word.
So... Why is it Tuesday and we've not heard anything?
Great question.
I mean,
I'm sure they're doing an investigation. They're probably talking to the referee in question, or the official in question, I should say. Probably talking to Austin and different people. And ultimately, if you talk to people around the league, you know, I got a text today from a team source saying, "Do you really think they're going to suspend them?" I mean, they had no problem giving Daron Carter a one-game suspension when he bumped Rick Campbell.
Yeah.
I dare say a coach making contact with an official is worse than a player making contact with an opposing coach.
Yeah, I would too. It's the official should be just completely off. It's a can of worms if you go soft on a suspension. It's got to be even a fine is being soft. It's got to be a suspension.
Right. And it's a precedent center, right? That's the other deal here.
Yeah.
Is that this is really the first of its kind we're seeing. So whatever move you make, you are now saying this is the standard. This is how it will be moving forward. And as disrespectful as the act is towards that official and towards all officials, how disrespectful would it be to the profession if the CFL doesn't stand up for its own referees, for its own officials?
It would be very CFL-y.
So CFL-y.
For us, look at the Weidman thing in the NHL and what that turned into. And I mean,
right.
he would debate that he meant to hit him. This is beyond debate.
Yeah. And the last I checked, a coach can't use the concussion defense when striking an official.
Well, you never know. Mm-hmm. Well, in general, what are your thoughts of Jeffrey Orridge to this point?
I mean, I don't know. I just, truthfully, I don't know enough about it. I mean, a lot of people call him the invisible commissioner. You know, on his watch, they've instituted a new drug testing policy, which is very much a positive, considering the one he inherited and went away was a joke. But, you know, on his watch, and it's unfair to paint him on this. I mean, television ratings are down. I would say overall interest in the league is down. But that's not necessarily on him. But we're now coming up. It's been over a year. And, you know, you want your commissioner to be able to make swift decisions. And the office of the commissioner in the Canadian Football League, you're often hamstrung. It's often one hand behind your back because you're at the mercy of the people who are your bosses, who are the governors.
Yeah.
You know, today the governors are basically the owners. And One not. 11% of those owners is Bob Young of the Hamilton Tiger Cats. He's going to fight tooth and nail with that league office to make sure that his coach isn't suspended this week.
Yeah. Want to bring your attention to the game that was held here on the weekend. Winnipeg gets blown out early and then charges back in the fourth quarter. Their seven-game win streak comes to an end, but almost it was as impressive as a victory what they were able to accomplish here in losing in the final play of the game.
Yeah, and listen, there's no moral victories and all those things, of course, especially this late in the season. But you saw something from the Blue Bombers that you've rarely seen in seasons past, and that's a fight. You know, you're on the road, you're playing against the best team in the league. You're down, what, 24-0? That's usually when football teams, I don't care how good you are, just fold up. Hold up the tents. Okay, we won seven in a row. We're good. On to the next one. And they didn't. And they played well. And Matt Nichols, you know, when he first came in, they did a really nice job. Paul Appelese and his offensive staff did a really nice job of making the offense fit around him. Now you can just see the playbooks become bigger and bigger. What Winnipeg's missing right now, guys, is a real impact receiver. I know Clarence Denmark, they signed him off, you know, off the couch, but Darvin Adams hasn't been around for much of the season. They need a little more explosiveness in that offense. And everyone's injured this time of year, and I know the Stampeders just, you know, find $100 bills on trees when it comes to talent. But Winnipeg's missing that stretch the field deep guy who can change a game that Matt Nichols can find. But it was a hell of a ball game, and it was a vintage Winnipeg finish, wasn't it?
Yeah, it kind of was.
50-plus-yard field goal at the buzzer.
Why?
And the vintage Stamps win.
Yeah, it kind of was.
He knows how to win.
Yeah. Why, like, and you just kind of answered it, but why between practice roster and NFL cuts and just, you don't need to bring back someone from the dead, but one, like you say, one receiver. Is there not one good NFL cut or practice roster guy out there that could work for them?
Yeah, it could be, but listen, if you come up here, what you're doing is effectively you're kissing away 2 years of your NFL shots. You're going to exhaust any and all opportunity south of the border before coming up here to sign for $75,000, right? If you hang on and off a practice roster for, you know, if you're activated for 3 or 4 weeks and you're on a practice roster for 5 weeks in the NFL, even at the league minimum, geez, you'll probably make in the neighborhood of $200,000 U.S. So to make the plunge to come up here, what you're saying is, okay, I'm going to sign at least a 2-year contract, 1 year plus a team option, which suddenly if I'm 24 years old means I can't even look at the NFL until I'm 26 or 27. So their players and their agents are making sure that any and all windows are closed before they get a shot. Then you got to come in, learn a new league, learn the waggle, you know, learn the field, learn an offense. So it's not just quite copying and pasting or just plucking somebody and putting them into the mix.
Arash, we are out of time. Thank you, man. Short one this week, but we'll catch up in a week's time.
Sounds good. See you, boom.
You bet. There's Arash Badani, our CFL insider, 818. You had mentioned earlier George Johnson, who is one of my favorite writers in just ever, certainly in Canada and in this city. Last night, Troy Brower, Sam Bennett, and Matthew Tkachuk. I think there's a chance you could see this line together in the regular season. Last night, dubbed them the Three Tremors. Do you get it?
Do you always love his movie references? So that's going to be my guess.
No,
about that.
I don't get it. Why?
It's not a movie reference.
That was my guess. I have no idea.
Over the head.
Okay. 819, we will come back with, it's just going to be a ton of stuff. We'll stop and we'll pick away at any number of things because there's a lot we need to get to. And still to come, the Warner Report and what you want to talk about before 9 o'clock. Yeah, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Some guests on Sportsnet 960 appear on the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. Enjoy amazing gluten-free options, including burgers, fries, and poutines, recommended by the Calgary Celiac Association, now with 4 locations to serve you.
Boy. Boomer and Warner in the morning, live and loud in Calgary. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
I'm a hustler, baby. 827. Going to run through some stuff for you right now, things that we have not necessarily neglected or avoided, but we'll get to at this point. The Warner Report and what you want to talk about all is all on the way as well today. Busy one. It's a busy, busy day.
What's this report?
Well, Pinder does the Pinder Report. He is struggling.
Getting better. Enough,
I got to
with his vocal box.
I feel like twice the man I was at 6 o'clock.
So do you want to handle it?
Whatever you want to do.
I'm easy. I'm just a team guy. All I wanted was 2 coffee, and no one brought me coffee.
Who are you waiting to bring you coffee?
I forgot to ask.
All right. Did you happen to see the scene last night in Miami, the Marlins game? The first game played since the death of Jose Fernandez. Young, obviously 24-year-old, all-star pitcher. Just an electric presence. Loved the game, loved life. Came over from Cuba, where literally just a few years ago, this kid was selling onions and fruit for $4 a day. Now he's in the majors and was killed in a boat accident on, I guess, Saturday night, Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, the players, the Mets were playing the Marlins in Miami. They have a little kind of a ceremony, I suppose, if you want to call it, before the game. The Mets come out to, a little embrace and spend some time just kind of comforting the guys, and then they get started on the game. Now, D. Gordon, apparently one of the guys closest to Fernandez, is the leadoff hitter, puts on Jose's batting helmet, takes his bat, steps in the right side, even though he's a left-handed batter, just to kind of symbolically stand in there like Hernandez would have. Takes the first pitch, takes off the batting helmet, gives the bat back, gets his own stuff, goes to the left side to proceed with the at-bat.
I can't imagine there are many people in this club who have taken this harder than D. Gordon has, Dave. Some of the pictures we saw from yesterday.
Yep. And he hits a high fly ball. This is deep to right field. He has homered for Jose. 1-0 Marlins. D. Gordon circles the bases. His very first home run of this season. And now gets to home plate. Put his hand to his heart twice. And he is overcome by emotion again.
Crazy, crazy scene last night. The emotions. Yeah, first home run of the year.
First of the year, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's... you almost wonder if Bartolo Colon says, this one's coming in at about 80.
Groove one, middle.
Right down the middle, if you want it. Either way, it goes out of the park. They were all wearing Fernandez jerseys at the end of the game. They gathered around the mound. Just it was one of those things, and I say it more than one occasion, there's something kind of poetic and beautiful about baseball. You see those kind of things happen in baseball. Last night, certainly one of them. I have here Johnny update. There's been a few people. Hey, now that the World Cup's over, or at least for now, is there an update? Gaudreau going to sign? He may, but I don't think it's happening soon. We talked about it yesterday. I don't think there's been any progress whatsoever. Johnny's hanging out in Philly. Brad Treliving is either in Winnipeg or Calgary at last check.
Winnipeg, guys.
I would guess he's
Connor
there.
Said they were going for breakfast. So
there's that.
And it didn't seem to bother Brad Marchand's camp to negotiate during the World
Cup. Yeah, he's...
There's no negotiating.
During the World Cup?
No, I'm just saying in general. Marchand's... No. Yeah.
Yes.
They're there. We're here. No negotiating.
Brad Marchand signs yesterday 8 years, $49 million. That's a cap hit of 6.125.
Shifley money.
It's a lot of dough. But less than Monahan, though.
Oh, yeah.
Does that help? Does that have any impact on a Gaudreau contract whatsoever?
Zero. I don't think so.
No.
Would you trade one for the other? No.
I guess I just look at body of work. Here's a guy that's an established NHL guy.
What did Marchand look like two full seasons in? I think that's what the agent would say.
World Cup game one tonight. I enjoy being sarcastic and negative. I have no reason to be negative about this. I just have no buzz about this at all.
Hasn't caught you.
If they lose tonight?
Doesn't matter.
Saying it the whole time. If they lose this tournament,
Now, you're skeptical, right?
Skeptical of what?
That if they lose or that it doesn't matter, like...
Well, I think the whole basis of why a lot of people aren't in is because Canada's been so dominant. If they aren't dominant, it's exactly what you talked about with Brunt before the tournament started. Now they have some adversity to face. They faced zero adversity aside from the injuries to Seguin, Ben, and a few other guys before the tournament started.
I'm sure they've made a great deal of money off of it, but this has not been the experience they wanted for ESPN viewers in the States.
Nope.
This has not been... I mean... Marion Gaborik is going to miss 8 weeks having broken his foot.
That happens. It just does.
Ekblad concussed. I'm just wondering, where is the, man, we need to do this again in 4 years, drumbeat?
Well, it's because you like money. You're getting nothing from the IOC. Those greedy pukes hanging out in their castle in Switzerland won't even insure you and pay for your travel costs. So you're saying, I'm not playing your game and making you billions if you aren't going to share with us. We'll do our own. And will it be great right away? No, but... Over time, we'll work on it, and we'll stop showing up at your event for free and letting you take all the money.
What'll have more viewership tonight, the Jays or World Cup?
Jays.
But again, Jays would outdraw Hockey Night Canada Saturday night right now. They are.
Jays play the Orioles tonight. It's the start of a set at Rogers Center.
Three there, three in Boston, season over.
Yeah.
Regular season, that is. We'd expect them to play beyond that.
I would expect them
to fall right on their face if they're not going to do that. But some concern there, though. The back of the bullpen all of a sudden. Grilly's getting hit hard and Benoit's hurt. Yee.
What was his name, Ron?
Benoit.
Joaquin. Hurt his calf. Boy, you know what? They're the worst.
It's not fun,
I can
is
tell
it?
You guys.
As if your calf's...
Everybody laughs.
Impenetrable fortresses.
Oh, his calf... No, man, I'm telling you. Calf is a delicate flower.
Tender.
It's very tender.
Don't know.
The Oilers unveiled a mascot yesterday.
Beautiful.
It's a disaster.
You know what? The Oilers will still be the Oilers. They'll still trade a first and a second rounder for Griffin Reinhardt, who's going to play in Bakersfield. They still unveil a completely tone-deaf mascot. Like, they fleece the city into spending on that whole building and an office tower connected to it sitting half empty. Like, the Oilers are still the Oilers. It's a shiny new toy that's way more expensive, but they're still the Oilers.
They won't be the Oilers for long.
The mascot is a lynx, which is named Hunter, and apparently picked by elementary school kids, but yet looks frightening enough to scare elementary school kids.
They like that. They like a good scare.
I'll tell you what, my 3-year-old, not going near that thing.
No. No. My 5-year-old daughter, no chance.
Now,
what is that?
She's still a year away, though, isn't she, from elementary school?
Maybe. Maybe when she grows
up.
I'd
like to know what the price tag on something like that is. Like
a mascot?
Yeah.
I think you got to spend 50
grand. I read the article about it, and there's this, apparently the creme de la creme mascot producing company is in Edmonton, and they employed them to come up with this.
You know what? That's the only thing they've done right about this. The best thing would be as if the best mascot creating company in the world was in Edmonton and they got one out of like Phoenix. Be like, didn't you know that we had like the best?
I feel like it's an Edmonton thing to say that the best one in the world's in Edmonton. I'm not really sure that, you know, like the gorilla for the Phoenix Suns came from there.
Yeah. This is when the text comes in. Oh, of course, the Flames lose 2 to the Oilers and you're still going to bash. You guys suck. Hey, it's preseason split squad. You gotta have that dumb lynx. Looking at hanging out at your barn for 82. Awful. Mentioned Marion Gaborik out for 8 weeks. Hurt his foot. Will not play for Team Europe, obviously, tonight in game one of the World Cup.
Big loss.
Greg Hardy, terrible human being.
Not worth mentioning.
Really. Awful human being.
We knew that a long time ago.
Carolina Panthers had him on their roster. He is charged with domestic abuse.
He threw his girlfriend onto a pile of guns and threatened her. This is one of the worst humans you can find on Earth.
Yeah.
Very good at rushing the passer, but bad at, you know, being a human.
So the Panthers release him. The Cowboys bring him in.
Last year, yeah.
And then finally let him go. He was arrested yesterday on a charge with cocaine.
Possession.
Yeah.
I think aggressive behavior.
He's probably wound up tight enough to.
Yeah.
We should hook him up with DeForest. He needs the other stuff. Mellow that guy out.
Chill out, dude. God. So I just want to double back on the Jays and Orioles because I want to give the broadcast info on this. We ordinarily would have the Jays game for you tonight. We do not.
What?
It is the Flames and Jets on your radio from the NTS Center. 5 o'clock warm-up, 6 o'clock puck drop.
We got to have Gaudreau and Trouba on air, right?
Troops. The World Cup of Hockey will take over the airwaves on 660 News. So if you want to watch game one, listen to game one of the World Cup. You can do that on 660. Flames and Jets on this radio. And your SOL, I guess, for one night only on the Jays.
You have a TV, I'm sure you can.
Yeah, if you have a television set, you could probably flick that thing on and watch.
You can always find a pub.
It's a pub. I think that covers it. We trashed Connie.
Oh.
We gave it to Trouba. We talked about Hudler. Was there anything else I wanted to play here? Oh, last night in the Blue Jay game. Did you see how that all went with the bench clearing, the dugout clearing? I love when they come in from the bullpens.
Oh,
by
yeah.
The slow kind of trot in from that's like, hey, boys, come on, nice. Boys, let's go. They sit back there and eat chocolate bars all night. That's like, are they going to go? Oh, nice to go. Let's go. Yeah.
I guarantee you all they're coming in for is to get a closer look up. Some of the girls behind the guaranteed they're strolling in.
Who's the blonde behind home plate?
So Luis Severino starts it by hitting Josh Donaldson. Intentional?
Doubtful.
Came inside.
Pitching inside.
This was not a I'm going to plunk you. Next inning, Jay Happ throws one behind Chase Headley. Next pitch hits Chase Headley. So Joe Girardi is upset. He's like, if you're going to even the score and you miss him, you don't get another shot. You don't. Both benches get warned. And then Severino goes after smoke. The next time, I mean, it went back and forth. Joe Girardi didn't like the Headley one because after he threw behind him, they warned both dugouts. And then he proceeded to hit him again. And usually that's the green light to toss him. And it was not.
I was mad because, you know, Hap hit him on purpose, and he had one shot. And you throw it behind a guy, and you miss. I mean, he's got to be tossed. I mean, that's terrible. It's terrible.
That's a keeper.
That's terrible. It's terrible.
Thank you, Joe, for that keeper. Chase Headley, meanwhile, what's becoming clear is that the Blue Jays, not the favorite team around Major League Baseball. Between bat flips and running with parrots on their arms and all of this sort of thing. Maybe rubbing people the wrong way.
These guys are the king of fun. I mean, the bat flip, the whole, you know, guys yelling at players. I mean, Stroman was freaking screaming at our guys when he's pitching. I mean, yelling guys to get off the field when you strike somebody out. So, you know, you got to take some of your medicine.
I still don't get the bat flip thing. Like, does everyone not understand that that's a totally different spot than anything that's ever happened in the regular season in the last 100 years?
And here's the problem. It's not the bat flip.
It's everything.
It's the fact
But they still talk about it like that's the thing. It's not the bat flip. It's everything else. Yeah, it's arguing with umpires. It's swagger.
Throw out there.
Yeah. But the bat flip was entirely justified. It was the biggest moment in 2 decades.
You know what, though? For that one, I almost have to defer to baseball. Those guys play it, and they're still sore about it. It must have really offended baseball people if here we are, almost a calendar year later, and teams are still talking about it.
See, I don't think it did. I think they didn't like the Jays, and that's why they reacted.
Exactly. I think everyone...
Is that not part of it, though?
...hates the Jays, and...
I'd agree with that.
Because it was something to big enough that they could keep harping on, like they're using it.
The Rangers, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, guy does a huge bat flip on a walk-off. They go bananas, right? Those are the people that were the most outraged at Jose. It's clearly not about the bat flip. It's clearly about Jose.
So what else is there about the Jays that's so unlikable?
Well, it's Jose.
There's lots. There's a lot of pouty faces.
He's been the face of that franchise for a while. He isn't really anymore. But he's not a well-liked guy.
Stroman, apparently. Yappy. Stroman
talks to himself a bunch. There was a misinterpretation early in the season that he had to clarify.
He talks to himself. There was a misinterpretation.
I don't think there was any
Bat flip was taken the wrong way.
The bat flip's totally justifiable. I'm sorry.
I don't think Hedley...
You don't think that home run was the biggest moment in two decades?
Hedley
can't
didn't give you
that?
Any Stroman misinterpretation. He's very clear on what's going on.
They're not liked.
No one's suggesting they are.
Yeah. But they bat flip there so we can bat flip here. It's like, you guys are going to miss the playoffs. It was 3 out of 4 you got beat.
They're not
and
the only team,
it's a regular season game. How can you compare that to like a home run that basically won a series? It's entirely different.
Well, I don't disagree, but what I'm saying is, if you're saying it does not have an impact on how teams look at them, then you're wrong.
Well, I think that was not a turning moment for teams on the Jays.
It's part of it.
I'm just saying people didn't like the Jays well before they made the playoffs.
He brought it up. Chase Hedley just brought it up. He just brought it up. I don't need to play it again.
No, I hear that. I'm just saying it's a silly comment because they didn't like them well
before.
Well, fine.
I'm not debating whether or not it's silly.
Okay.
It's just another, it's a reason why they don't like them.
I think it's the argument with the umpires that's the biggest thing. Not a team that argues balls and strikes more than the Jays that I've seen.
And then Teixeira, I don't know if you saw it, in the top of the ninth, when they start to come back, hits the home run off of Grilly.
Yeah, and he does the massive.
Does the slow trot out of the box.
Big bat flip.
Does the big bat flip, gets to the dugout, and then starts yelling at Grilly, blown save!
So it's like, this is high moral ground the Yankees are standing on,
right? Yeah. The Jays are hated.
You still can't.
I know he can't. He can't. It's okay.
What? They are hated. Where am I off here?
Well, instead of saying the Jays should maybe tone it down, you're saying, oh, the high moral ground. You're like the Oiler fan that just texts in saying, oh, you guys lose to the Oilers, so you're beating up on the Lynx guy?
All I'm saying is that don't tone down the bat flip in the playoffs. That's all I'm saying. Everything else you can tone down for sure. That's the thing that shouldn't be toned down.
I think that's the point we're trying to
make. Were people outraged that Timo Solani threw his glove in the air and shot it like a duck when he scored 50? It's completely out to lunch.
Again, you can't see the point.
I see the point. They're not well-liked. They need to clean it up. But the bat flip, what doesn't need to get cleaned up in baseball.
After that tirade, you can do your own Pinder report.
Tirade, please.
8:45.
Jeez.
The Pinder report coming up next. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Text 960-960 to send your message direct to Boomer, Warriner, and Pinder. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
What is this? What is this version?
This would be the instrumentals.
Are you playing it off of a stereo and then through a phone?
Are you holding your phone up?
Are you holding a phone up to the speaker?
No, my phone doesn't even sound this good.
Waiting for the bass drop here.
I don't think it's coming.
Be there.
The other versions had lyrics that were
unsavory,
salty.
Yeah, a little sailory.
Love sailory.
Jerry?
You met the
dark and stormy?
Delicious. We're about 8 minutes away from 9 o'clock. We have business to get to. First up, the Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report for Motorworks, the only independent shop that works exclusively on BMWs with only BMW trained technicians. Google Motorworks Calgary or visit them just east of Chinook Mall.
And back in with the Pinder Report, Ryan Pinder.
Ah, boys, it's good to be back. I guess, kind of.
Rhett did the Rhett did an earlier report, and now we've gone back to Pinder.
All right. Well, why don't we start with the Flames then?
Is it because you're feeling better or is it?
I think I'm sounding better. Did you hear that first update that I did this morning?
I was here.
Like that was, you could set a pile of tires on fire.
I actually didn't know it was you.
That's how bad it was.
Yeah, you were a phlegmbot.
Now, I don't sound great now, but it's an incredible upgrade from where things were at six.
The phlegm VP Oof. Of this program.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Split squad action with the Oilers. Let's go there for last night in the NHL. Battle of Alberta style up in Edmonton. What happened? Well, Kenny Morrison, Freddie Hamilton both scored in a 4-2 loss. John Gillies the whole game, 39 shots on net in front of a pretty green decor. He allows four, but makes 35 saves. I don't know really how you grade that, except that he was busy and made big saves, according to Craig Conroy. Here in Calgary, more the veterans, and a veteran got on the score sheet late to make this thing a one-goal game.
Flames with the draw, Weidman far side, Giordano scores! An absolute rocket right off the stick of the captain, Mark Giordano, who with 9 seconds left of the third period, keeps the Flames alive. They cut the Oilers' lead to 2-1.
Hold your horses. It's not over. Well, it was
nine,
over.
Nine seconds.
2-1, yeah. The final. Flames and Jets tonight from Winnipeg. It sounds like it'll be mostly that group from Edmonton and guys that didn't play last night that'll be in action against the Jets. No Trouba, no Gaudreau, but we've still got your call. 6 o'clock puck drop, 5 o'clock pregame right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Wills and Lubardius traveling to Winnipeg as we speak. World Cup of Hockey, game one of the best of three final will go tonight. Steven Stamkos saying, we're not taking the Europeans lightly.
We've been dealing with that since this tournament started, with the expectation that you know, we're supposed to win, and the pressure of playing in front of our fans, and we're supposed to win. Everyone's been talking about that. No one's really talking about that in the room. It's just go out there and win the next game that we play.
Tell you what, they'll be dancing in the streets of Brussels if Europe can win this thing, won't they?
Just
get one. Road trip. Yeah. Absolutely. Go to Liechtenstein or Luxembourg.
Is Brussels in Europe?
Absolutely.
Then yes.
Yeah, that's where the EU is based, I think. So look out for them.
The PU?
Does Amsterdam count as Europe? Can we go there too?
Oh, let's do that.
What about Ibiza or Spain?
Ibiza, definitely in Europe.
We're going all the way.
Make a lap of it.
I love the Dominican. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
That game will start at 6 o'clock. It'll be on CBC and on 660 News with Puck Drop shortly after 6 o'clock. Also on Sportsnet 1, depending on what collection of channels you have. And that's because the Blue Jays will be in action on Sportsnet West. They, of course, opening a three-game set with the Baltimore Orioles. One game ahead of them for the first wild card in the AL. Baltimore holds the second. It'll be Aaron Sanchez on the mound. Yesterday, bit of a wild one. Have a listen. After two batters were hit, one each way. Here we go again.
The pitch hit him. He's drilled, and now he's gone. And now here comes Severino. He's grabbed by his catcher. The Yankees and Blue Jays are in a brawl between the plate and the mound.
Ooh. Severino throws at Justin Smoak after Happ threw at somebody else after Donaldson got clipped. All you need to know, Joe Girardi ejected, as was Severino. And the Jays had a nice afternoon feasting off relief pitchers, except they didn't really feast. They're up 3-2 heading to the ninth, and things got ugly.
And the pitch to him. Fly ball deep right field. Back for it is Carrera. And another home run. A two-run home run for Aaron Hicks. And the Yankees have solved Jason Grilley here in this ninth inning with three runs. And all of a sudden, they have taken now a 5-3 lead.
Yeah, not good. No Asuna available, so Grilley was in to close the game, or at least try to. He could not. Jays would have a bit of a rally in the bottom of the ninth, but couldn't close the gap from 7-3 to a tie game. They lose 7-5. So if you think it was just the plunking and Grilley getting hit hard that was bad news, you'd be wrong. Devin Travis leaves with a shoulder injury. That's what cost him about half a season last year, different shoulder issues. They thought they'd have them fixed. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's a recurring issue. We don't know yet. And Joaquin Benoit, in one of those pushing matches between home plate and the mound after Smoak was hit, limped off the field with what's being called a, quote, significant injury by a Shai Davidi source inside the organization. That is A, their leadoff hitter, and B, their best setup man in the last 2 months. Grilley's been good at times, but hasn't had a great September. Those are big losses if they last any significant amount of time.
Excuses.
Benoit seen leaving on crutches.
Yeah. Brett would have played through it. I mean, unless it was racing the cow.
Yeah.
Anyway, pulled shoot pretty hard. But yeah, that's your Jays update. As for the Flames, well, back at it tonight with the Jets. We told you that's on our radio stations tonight. Pregame 5, puck drop at six. Slicks. It's going to be a Slicks broadcast. Normally Will's at 9:05, but we're going to give him the morning off considering he is in the air between Winnipeg and Calgary.
He's very high.
He does not have a satellite phone. That's your Pinder Report.
Yep. The Pinder Report for Motorworks, the only independent shop that works exclusively on BMWs with only BMW trained technicians. Google Motorworks Calgary or visit them just east of Chinook Mall.
Look at the time, 8:58. What do you have in the 9 o'clock hour coming up?
Well, it's Tuesday, so we've got Jordan Heath Rollins to sort out our waiver wire claims for fantasy football and look back at last night's Monday nighter. The Saints at home is like fantasy gold. You want anyone playing against them except for Julio Jones for some reason. It's a tee off Tuesday, so we'll catch up with the Jeremy Tanner, the old pro at Speargrass. He's currently with the new pro at Speargrass on a bit of a tour, so we're going to go down memory lane, say hello, and look back at the Ryder Cup as well in terms of the Tour Championship, and look forward to the Ryder Cup.
Right on, right on. Right now, time for a little bit of what you want to talk about before 9 o'clock.
Talk about.
Talk about.
Talk about.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler, where 0% is here today but may be gone tomorrow. Get red hot Ram starting from $23,900 and the Dodge Grand Caravan at payments of only $65. VarsityChrysler.com.
960-960, let's get to it. A little bit of time. When the Flames play in Edmonton, do they fly or take a bus?
Fly.
They don't take a bus anywhere.
No.
How much time does that save, by the way?
Yeah, sometimes you take a bus from Anaheim to L.A.
Or vice versa.
How much time does it take?
How much time would that save flying to Edmonton?
Half hour.
Yeah, max.
Sometimes what they usually do is they send the equipment guys and equipment trucks and drive it up there and take a small plane and fly into downtown.
Ooh, they still have that downtown airport going.
That's what we used to do.
Yeah, back in the day. Where's all the split squad talk, boys? And Flames in talks with Elliott extension? Split squad talk. Elliott extension. I think it was. What reporter was it? I can't remember. Anyway, somebody reporting that Elliott in talks with Flames on an extension. Not surprising. I bet Brian Elliott would love an extension.
Absolutely.
Well, the Flames also need a goalie under contract for the expansion draft.
Right.
So it would suit both parties a different need. One more year at the money he's at, I'd have no problem with that.
Yeah, they'll do something. But I would think that the emphasis there would be Elliott. I'd love to stay, guys. This is great. I made 12 saves last night. You see that?
Maybe they need to know, though, so they can figure out the Goodrill stuff.
Right. That's right.
He's going to need a raise on that $2.5 million box.
If you can lock him in at $2.5 million, I think you go for it. I'm going to gamble.
Yeah, I don't think that's on the table. But
give it a rest with Rhett pulling the chute. The joke is old. We all know Rhett is an outstanding guy for the community. He'll race the cow eventually.
Thank you.
Wow.
I didn't finish. He will race the cow eventually if he does the right thing.
Oh.
It's important to finish that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Wow, 2 minutes left. Great time management.
We could keep it going.
Great show, boys. Pinder is spot on about the Jays and the hate for them constantly coming back to the bat flip. People need to grow up and realize that Boomer doesn't like spiders or snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love the Jays. There's a little inside there. Don't worry. It's good.
Is that a Coney Island reference?
No. It's not Coney Island.
God. Coney Hatch.
Just curious, who would win in a fight between Sue Diel and Trey St. John? Sue Diel?
Sue plays hockey.
Have you heard Sue? She's not...
She don't mess around.
Are other people besides me getting sour with Goodrow's greed?
It's not greed. He just wants to make some dough here.
Why is it greed and everyone
maybe
else?
Maybe should you be getting sour with Treliving's
thriftiness?
Yeah. Skin flint. Get off your wallet, perhaps.
Not your money.
Spend it. Spend it. Johnny is a loser. He'll work himself right out of a contract. I'm losing faith, boys. I'm getting scared.
I don't think he's going to work himself out of a contract.
He hasn't really lost a lot either, to be honest. His Boston College teams always went to the Frozen Four. First full of the year in the NHL. Playoffs to the second round. Team North America looked pretty good.
So it's good enough for him to get there, but not me.
Your second year?
First year.
Hey, Boomer, I'm going golfing right now. What are you doing after 9 o'clock?
Not golfing.
It'll be a long list of things.
Can I buy your clubs off you? You're not golfing.
Before I get to golfing after 9.
You've retired, right? Like, you're not golfing ever again.
Wasn't it nice to watch a capable goalie last night? The Marchand contract is a perfect example why Gaudreau should not, cap all caps, not be looking for $8 million a year.
He can look for it. He's not going to get 8, but he should be getting 7.5, and that's this whole game of chicken. We all know it's going to end there, don't we?
That's why we should just have it done.
Downtown airport in Edmonton is closed, has been for years.
So I thought.
Well, I haven't played for 7 years. So
ooh, that long, eh?
Wow. What we used to do.
I saw Candace at the game. She's hot. I heard the laugh.
Oh, you'd probably hear before you see her.
What are the last two clips on the end of show mixdown? Ooh, the mixdown.
Mixdown.
I don't know. Aren't they laughs?
It's called the montage.
Aren't we doing the, isn't it laughs? Isn't that what's in the montage?
How's your dog? How's your dog?
That's the one montage, yeah.
So that would be Munenori Kawasaki at the Jays celebration in Baltimore that lost Rhett.
Another person that makes everyone hate the Jays.
And then George Carlin.
How's your dog?
Johnny Hockey is going to look so good in a Boston Bruins jersey.
Not truculent enough for the Bruins.
Maybe they're waiting to sign Russell to see how much is left for Johnny.
I think that... Do that backwards.
Let me vicey, as you said, Rhett, vicey-versy.
Yeah, what Rhett said.
Sign the Gaudreau, then see what's left.
I'm sure Russell's got all kinds of offers he's just ready to sign right now.
What is... Warner, you are better than this. I thought you were going to be another Noodles.
I'm not sure how to take that. What?
I think what there's Noodles on the radio compared to you on the radio.
Uh-huh.
You're disappointing them today, I suppose.
Whatever.
How is it not greed? The guy's been in the league 2 years.
Because that's what people are making.
What's Tarasenko making? What's Ekblad making? Those are the exact types of contracts he should be getting.
Yes.
Why wouldn't he? Why?
Why?
Ekblad's played 2 years in the league. He's already got an extension.
Huh? Why? Why?
Text line, you're crazy.
Why? That's what you want to talk about for today. See you tomorrow.
Why?
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 What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler, where 0% is here today, but may be gone tomorrow. Get 2016 Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Rams at 0% for up to 84 months and discounts up to $17,000. VarsityChrysler.com.
You're flat-footed.
Exploded bag of garbage.
Zoom, zoom.
Hey, Pat, f*** off.
What a bunch of sh**. That is.
I shit my pants last night.
Poopy.
Scary.
Regis. Who's Rob Kerr?
I have no shoes on. I'm sorry.
Vodka beep.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You have got to be kidding me.
You're a bum.
You're a loser. You've always been a loser.
Dead deers.
Thank God no one's listening to this.
I'm a giraffe.
How's your dog?